Welcome back to Talkville. Very special guest today. Ryan Tejas is back.
I am back.
Great. Yes, he's a little bit all over the place. You all right?
I got to tell you, Ryan, I want to say this to your face. I enjoyed Bryce.
Yeah, Bryce did a great job.
I mean, I enjoy you too, but I just want you to know that I did enjoy Bryce.
Yeah.
Everybody enjoys Bryce.
Yeah, but, you know, Ryan's Ryan.
Ryan, there's only one Ryan.
So. This is the Rewatch Podcast, folks. You know what we do. We go back. We go way back. We discuss these episodes. And the first two, it was a good homecoming, a good start for season four, which means we did a season four. We're doing a season four, which is, you know, thank you, everyone out there. But to keep going, we ask you to join Patreon. Support the podcast, Patreon, patreon.com/Talkville. There's a lot of perks. It's a lot of fun. It's a family. Join and help the podcast. And TalkvillePodcast.com, you can get awesome merch. The stuff is selling off. The shelves, hotcakes, like hotcakes, man. Selling like hotcakes.
If you had shelves, they'd be flying off them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And I don't do this often, but I'm just pumping up my podcast. If you're listening to this, I'd love for you to give Inside of You with Michael Rosenbaum a chance. We really talk about mental health and life and adversity and all this stuff. Really open, candid conversations with a lot of great people that you know. A lot of great stuff there. And the Inside of You online store, a lot of great Smallville stuff if you want Smallville stuff there. Scripts and lunchboxes and whatnot. And the handles, Ryan, it's at Talkville, right? Our handles on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Yes.
One of the other things I enjoy about it, since we're talking about it, is at the cons that we go to when people come up and it's that little code that we have now that people say, and they say quietly and it's like, thank you.
Yeah. You know, when they say, hey,
it's a cool connection.
Yeah. Like we were in Nashville at the con.
Yeah,
there was
that?
This crazy tornado and they made us go down to the basement. It was a warning. It was bad. People died in Clarksville. It was a crazy scene. They moved the whole convention, everybody in the hotel, to the parking lot. So I was sitting down there with Jensen and Tom and
third level parking lot. Yeah.
I was trying to make some kids who were a little uneasy. They were feeling a little unease, help them out and got them some Twizzlers and stuff like that.
Yeah. But real quick, and Jason, you can edit this out. Here's the funny thing. There was some kids sitting down with their parents, three or four of them, and they looked a little uncomfortable. So Michael went over and did a Chris Farley impersonation. And the first thing I thought is these kids have no context of Chris Farley. And he's like walking like this.
But they knew I was silly.
Well, or crazy. But I was like, this is horrible. And it turned out it was beautiful. You really helped those kids kind of relax and kind of chill out because they were stressed.
Yeah. You know, their dad came up and thanked me. And I just felt like I could see that they were a little tense. And they were like, I'm like, hey, this is going to be fine. This is the safest place you could be. There's nothing to worry about. Now get your ass. Yeah, no. It was a fun time in Nashville, but like you were saying, our patrons come up and they're like, hey, I'm so-and-so, I'm Eugene and Leah were patrons. Like, oh my God, yes, of course, you know, and it's just a little extra something. It feels like family, like you know them. All right, if you get a chance to call in our hotline, leave a message, a question for the episode, make sure you do it for future ones. Keep them short, folks. All that info and more is down in the show's description. If you go on our handles, you can watch on YouTube. Without further ado, let's get into season four, episode three. Facade. Aired October 6, 2004. I wish it wouldn't have. Director Pat Williams, second and final episode directing. Writers Holly Harold wrote Magnetic and Obsession in season three. Good job, Holly. Guest star Brianna Lynn Brown as Abigail Fine. Eric Johnson as Whitney Fordham in a flashback.
That was fun to see him again.
Yeah, I believe there was an episode. This was the episode Eric said was an issue with shooting the timing and all that.
I had come back to do a flashback episode in season four, and I had another job that I had to go to. I literally had to go to the airport that day, and I said, look, I'm available, but I have to leave at 2:30, so I'll come in, I'll do this scene. It was like some big like pep rally scene, and I came in, it was just like on this loudspeaker, and I'm there at like, you know, 6:30 in the morning. I'm just sitting around, and suddenly I'm like, I didn't tell him, like, look, I have to go. And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. And then it's like chaos. I'm like, no, you can't leave. I haven't shot you yet. And like, that's not my fault. I told you. And so I stuck around and I remember the director, Pat Williams, who I ended up becoming a really good friend with. He says, I need you. I haven't turned around on the scene at all. Nobody told me.
Come on.
And I'm like, it's fine. You got 15 minutes. And then it was like this chaotic shoot of 15 minutes trying to get this whole other half of the scene.
Julianne Christie as Dr. Elise Fine, Michael Ironside as General Sam Lane, Lee Rumar as Brett Anderson. And the synopsis is Smallville High gets shaken up when a new student, it's always a new student. It's not someone who's been there for years. It's this person, him or her, who comes to the school, and they're there for one episode to wreak havoc.
In the credits, we now have a regular cast member named Jensen Ackles, who, you know, he's been doing okay.
We do, the new coach. Clark fights against his father's wishes to join the football team while racing to save his friends from botched jobs. Didn't we already talk about the football, him joining football, and they already had this argument and conversation? Didn't this happen in previous episodes?
This is what happens with children, though. I like this episode. It's him going, you had your experience, Dad. I need to have my experience.
But we did that.
I want you to help me.
All right. The episode begins with a flashback to Clark's freshman year, where we see long-haired Whitney Fordham leading a pep rally. Long-haired Clark gets called out to participate in a dunk tank with Lana Lang, but they get interrupted when the football team decides to pick on the comically geeky mascot Abigail Fine, a.k.a. Scabby Abby. I don't know in any world where someone would be so mean in front of everybody else, even the meanest kids.
That's
would
true.
Do something where they'd all chant Scabby Abby. I felt like it wasn't real. People get picked on. I got picked on. But Scabby Abby, Scabby, the whole school. It just irked me. Ryan, you're thinking.
Well, it bothered me. What they said, it's a tradition that they torture the mascot. Like, what? That's so cruel.
It's so cruel. And then when they find out who it is.
It's like 80s movie mean.
Yeah, it is.
If I may, I want to defend the storytellers in that they want you to feel that way in this moment. Mm-hmm. So it worked. They wanted you to feel these guys are so bad. Why would all these people do this? And then it focuses on the football team. But the people who created the show wanted you to feel like these people were the worst people ever.
I just feel like they didn't have to, they pretty much said the whole school of Smallville High are bad people when they could have just said these four or five people just chanting her name and everybody's else like, oh my God, that's mean.
Yeah, even when they tormented Clark in the pilot of the series, it was a group of guys doing it off to the side.
Yeah. You know, still isn't right. There's always nice people out there. There's always going to be some kids that defend. There's always going to be good people out there. We fast forward 3 years, see Scabby Abby constrained on a medical table being consoled by her mother, who is a plastic surgeon preparing to operate on her daughter. In an attempt to get people to like her, Abby agrees to be subjected to some sort of crazy kryptonite needle acupuncture to improve her image. She did look completely different.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
You know what else works?
What?
Accutane. I was on Accutane.
Uh-huh. There's another stuff, too. It's called, starts with a P.
Proactive. Yeah, the three-step thing did that too.
Yeah. And also there's dermatologists.
There's that.
But people have bad skin. I've seen people who go to doctors and their skin is still bad. So I really feel for those people. I noticed some in high school and, it's tough, man. Looking in the mirror and like, oh my gosh, can't my face just be clear? Why can't I have high school is so hard. And then that. Later on in the Kent farm, we see Clark tossing the pigskin like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite and imaging himself a star quarterback and wide receiver. I like this. Lois catches him and wonders why the farm boy doesn't play on the team. Tom, any memories from this scene? Looked fun.
Yeah, I remember it was fun throwing the football because, it didn't. Some of it was it only mattered what you look like throwing it because no one saw where it went. So it kind of frees you up from a performance standpoint. But what I thought was funny about this is Clark's running around, throwing the ball, catching the ball. And then later on, I thought he was going to do the same thing. But he catches the ball and all of a sudden he doesn't hear the Mustang pull up.
Yeah, where's your superhero?
And Lois get out? Yeah.
Their convo gets interrupted as her general father arrives to inform her that she won't be admitted to college unless she receives a few more high school credits, meaning she is the newest student at Smallville High.
You know what surprised me is that he did not arrive in a helicopter.
Yeah. Yeah.
It also could have been a phone call, this conversation.
Yeah, this conversation. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, Dad. Yeah. Listen, that's my dad. He wants me to do this. Oh, wow. We just saved $20,000 on a guest star.
Your favorite guest star.
Yeah. The next day, Lois is chaperoned by her cousin, new haircut Chloe. and attempts to turn down an invitation to join the torture. Look, I don't want to sound negative. I know I'm probably sounding negative. I'm first to, you know, I'm definitely, I talk positively about a lot of episodes. You know, I don't know, man. It's just sometimes you just watch an episode and you're like, oh, I got 46 minutes left of this one. But there's some things in there that are good. And Tom's going to talk about positive things while Ryan and I shit on this show.
I think this is where it actually starts to begin for me. And I think that I'm pretty sure that if we weren't doing this podcast, you would have never watched this show.
Correct.
This maybe wasn't the type of show that I would watch if I wasn't on it either. But what you're starting to see here, especially with the addition of Lois, is you're starting to see this quasi-romantic banter. And I see Clark making some choices that he hadn't made before and maybe trying to enjoy himself a little bit more. So that's what I kind of get out of this entire episode. And even the next one, you know, I think even when what we just missed when he says you have to go to Smallville High, if you look at Clark standing behind Lois, how he drops his head, like that's not written. And for me to watch that, I'm like, oh, that was a choice I made. And it actually is funny. Like the whole romantic comedy sort of side is beginning. And with that said, I do recall sort of trying to embrace the idea that this could be like a moonlighting situation with the Bruce Willis TV show where the banter between Clark and Lois. And as watching it now, it's been so long, I can actually enjoy it. I see Clark being more free and we see a side of him we haven't seen before. And if that's what we get out of this episode more than anything else, that and be afraid of the dermatologist, then it's a win-win.
All right. Hey, that's positive. Positive stuff. You know, also inside the school, we see Abby strutting the halls, getting catcalled by the football team. She chats with Clark, who hardly recognizes the new Abigail. Clark leaves to go talk with Lois and Chloe, who are debating the ethics of a 17-year-old going under the knife for adoration from her teenage peers. Later, we see Lana walking down the halls and into the coach's office, where she finds the new hire at Smallville, her boyfriend, Jason. Their makeout sesh gets interrupted when Clark walks in to chat it up with the new coach and ask for a tryout. I think that if a male teacher or whatever, female teacher, made out with a student, they would get immediately kicked out of school. Now, I think then.
Yes.
And they just said, hey, this is fine.
It's not fine.
No, but they thought it was fine.
I don't like this storyline.
No, it's weird. It's weird. Maybe he's...
I like Jensen and I like Kristen.
Yeah, it's odd. It's odd.
Yeah.
I agree that I like the way that Jensen plays this character, because Clark and Jason could have easily just been like, you know, aggro to each other and whatnot. But it's like, hey, buddy. Oh, what's this? Like, again, you see a side of Clark being a little more above what most people would be in this situation.
Back on the farm, we see Martha and Jonathan talking about her new position. This time, she's working for the other Luther and becoming the manager of the Talon. Why she'd want to do that? Not quite sure. Against her husband's desire, she wants to take the job to prevent them from losing the farm due to the pile of hospital bills. I get that. I don't know how much you're going to make at the Talon, but it's a big difference from making money with Lionel Luther. But maybe Lex will pay her more on the side. Maybe, you know, I don't know.
Well, the takeaway from this scene is Jonathan saying, I know you've always wanted more and I'm not going to stand in your way.
Yeah,
that's what the scene's about.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Back at school, we see Clark getting suited up for his tryout. Jason walks in the locker room, learns that Clark is defying his father by playing. Clark hits the field and we see him tossing dimes as the quarterback and impressing his new coach. You know, tossing dimes, throwing them hard right there down the middle. The rest of the team gets sidetracked as they catch Abigail running nearby. Tom, any memories from those football scenes and how long this took?
Yeah, it probably took all day. You know, as I've said before, I like throwing the football, but they did bring somebody in who they wouldn't waste their time. Like anything on Clark's back is, I think they brought in a quarterback to just throw those dimes. Because as much as I want to do them, they're like, we don't have time for you to
figure out
throw
football.
Four or five. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So you do give quarterback doubles, just like, you know, you had body doubles and things like that.
I remember in a football scene that I was at, I don't know if it was this episode or next, but I was throwing dimes too. I got down there and threw some footballs.
That was the next episode where you're in the stands. Lex is in the stands, and the first time we ever see Lex in a t-shirt.
Well, sort of a t-shirt. Talkville is brought to you by Factor. I love Factor. I spent so much money, Tom, going to the grocery store and then making meals and spending so much time, and then the ingredients get wasted and you don't, sometimes like you don't even up. Cook them, and or delivery services and paying so much money. Factor meals you will absolutely love. These meals are made in 2 minutes. They're delicious. There's 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week. You'll always have new flavors to explore. Make today the day you kickstart a new healthy routine. What are you waiting for? I mean, this stuff is just great. It comes to your door, you put it in the fridge, and you cook it when you want to. You're going to save so much money, and you're going to have great meals.
I enjoy going to eat it.
Yeah.
Does that sound weird?
It doesn't. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Help meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. No matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals.
Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon.
Keep kitchen time to a minimum. Factor meals are ready in 2 minutes. No shopping, prepping, cooking, or cleaning up.
Enjoy effortless support for your lifestyle. Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced.
Choose from 6 menu preferences to help you manage calories, maximize protein intake, avoid meat, or simply eat well-balanced. Head to factormeals.com/talkville50 and use code talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code talkville50 at factormeals.com/talkville50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Macy's, Adidas, Walmart, Nike, Wine.com, Samsung, Lenovo, Sephora, and more. And even stack sales on top of cashback. It's easy to use, and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Abigail heads into school, followed by one of the players, Brett Anderson, the same player who 3 years ago hazed Scabby Abby. He tells her he's sad that he called her Scabby, and then gets a little too grabby with Abby, who's not Scabby. Dog nabbit. They head into the locker room, shower, and start to get frisky because that's where you go. It's like there's nobody there. I mean, why not? I mean, this got pretty hot and heavy. I was a little hang on.
This season just got a lot sexier. That's what I noticed having watched all these episodes in a row.
I'm sure the studio was like, we need more sex. We need more making out.
Well, I think the OC
is this
a
season
huge.
That Smallville moved to Netflix?
Yeah, yeah. Or Sexflix. As they kiss, we see some sort of decomposition run across Brett's face. And this scares Abigail. She decides to leave. Brett chases after calling her names until he catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror and he sees his face decaying. Frightened, he runs out of the school and straight into Lois's windshield. I will say this. This made me laugh out loud. If you listen to him cry.
What'd you do to me? No, my face.
And he's like,
my face.
My face. It was the worst.
But it did make it clear that that's what this guy, that's his operating procedure is his face, like what he looks like. He's good looking. That's all he has.
It was like, oh my Lord. I'm not making fun of the actor. I am. No, it was a weird expression. It made me laugh. I think it was ADR. Might not have even been him.
Oh, probably.
Do you feel that this is a death count? Like did
no,
Rose kill him?
I don't think he died. I think he just, no.
He looks pretty dead to me.
Maybe.
Not moving.
I think it's just what he sees, but not what everyone else sees.
Yeah.
Well, that's the whole point.
But did Lois hit, like, kill a guy with her car? Is that what you're asking?
That's the direct question. Yes.
Did Lois kill a guy?
No, we can't assume that, can we? As Brett is getting stretchered away, Clark shows up to see what happened. Instead of admitting...
Objection, Your Honor.
Instead of admitting fault for being on her phone, Lois chucks this up to Brett losing it mentally with the stress of the new football season. And Lois and Clark head into the locker room to find out what happened. As Lois gets gawked by the entire team, Clark finds evidence of Abigail being in the showers. And as Lana moves into her new apartment, Lex prepares to open the Talon and finds mysterious ancient mythology books in her possession. What? She brushes it off and pokes at him for being nostalgic of their time as business partners.
So what, going back just a second, when Lois barges into the locker room, I know that that's not normal. But did you notice that every single guy in there thought that she was there for them?
Yep.
Like, it's a really toxic environment in there. Like, I thought that was a little unfair, is all I'm saying.
Football players are just getting, being played as just anuses. I mean, every football player has ever been sort of...
Well, this is before we knew about CTE. Note.
What's that?
all the concussions.
Oh, yes. You know...
How many concussions have you had?
I've had a few, yes. I just... No. I don't know. I felt myself for the first time in this entire series thus far kind of like not caring. And I felt like I felt like I just didn't give a crap about much. Even Lex, I was like, he's getting a little soft. He's apologizing in episodes coming up. He's like, you know, trying to make things right. And he's like, just, you know, I look like I got a tan or something this year. I don't know. I'm just not crazy about like the direction right now in episode 3. And I'm hoping something will bring me back around that will get me back into the thick of what Smallville really is. Because this episode, and I'm not saying it's the worst, I'm saying because there's some good things. It just seems kind of chaotically uninspiring.
Can I give you some sort of supportive suggestion about Lex?
Please.
What's happening here is Clark is moving on. Lana's moving on. Lex is smart enough to see this, and he's sort of taking a step back and letting things move. He's helping all the characters do their little moves while he still stays ahead of them. So it's kind of brilliant. It's not fast-paced. You know what I mean? There's no pacing to it, but
that.
Lex is like, I see you, Clark. You need some space. Lana, all right, let me just... And I see him navigating it in a cool way.
Okay. No, I dig that. News moves fast in Smallville because when Clark returns home, he gets an earful from his dad who's upset that he's playing football. Clark says it's not fair that he's missing out on the core memories that made high school so memorable to his dad. Lana leaves to visit Dr. Fine for a consultation to get her tattoo removed. She learns that the symbol was not made of ink, but was likely branded somehow, and that she will need a skin graft for the removal.
Did you guys already talk about the placement of this particular tattoo on Lana?
Tramp stamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just wanted an excuse.
I guess so. I don't know. That whole thing, Ryan, you missed where I was furious why she's even involved. Why is she in Paris and all of a sudden these symbols are appearing? Like, what is she doing?
What is the possible payoff?
I have no idea. Maybe it's genius, yeah. But right now it seems like far-fetched and bananas, frankly. As Dr. Fine's admiring Lana's face, Abigail walks in, frantically telling her mother what happened to Brett. Her mom says it was justice for all the bullying and suggests that Lana should be next. Next, Lana heads back to Smallville High after hours to explore the old drama room with boyfriend coach Jason. He starts to ask Lana what she knows about Clark. Lana says it's strange that Clark decided to actually open up for once. Jason then gets vulnerable, saying how weird it is being put in a position where he's the one giving players advice because he feels not far from removed from being one. Conveniently, Jason blindfolds Lana to surprise her with her birthday present and leaves the room. Instead of her boyfriend, Lana is then greeted with a deathly kiss by Abigail.
This really didn't add up. I respect the fact that they had to do it this way, but like he left the room for like 80 seconds. Like, where was he going? What was he doing?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a little weird.
Yeah. Lana pulls out the blindfold, sees her decomposing face reflection in the mirrors that fill the room, one of which falls on her and lands her in the hospital again. So here we are inside the room. Inside her room, Lex pays a visit to check on Lana. He runs into Jason and recognizes Teague for his father's law firm.
I like this moment. It's a very subtle moment, but this is always something that I was like, even when Teague and Lana were in Paris, I just knew there was something more to him than, like, this was all a setup on his side. And Lex is the first one who clocks it. So,
yeah,
there
but
you
know what's weird? You got to be smarter than this. First of all, they meet in Paris. So it's a setup. Like, he's going to find her and meet her and do all these things. But how do they not just change his last name? So Lex wouldn't know there was any relation to the Teague family or anything. If this is a build-up to something, this is stupidity 105. It's just like...
All right, you got me there.
It is. Lex goes on to ask about his relationship with Lana, suspicious that it's more than just coach and student. Clark and Chloe show up to pay a visit. Clark gives Chloe the lowdown about Lana's serotonin levels, and we have to explain what serotonin is. And Chloe says that Lana is having LSD-like hallucinations for some reason. Chloe puts the pieces together that Lana and Brett's breakdowns are somehow related to Abigail. We then cut to a scene where Lois is hot on the trail, placing a consultation appointment with Dr. Fine. She shows up for the appointment, shocked by some of the answers that the plastic surgeon is giving to a high schooler. As Lois asks to get some procedure that Abigail received, Dr. Fine hears a tape recording going off in Lois's bag. She attempts to make a dramatic exit. However, Dr. Fine nabs her by the hair, jabs her in the neck with a syringe, knocking her unconscious.
It's a lot in one scene to sort of swallow.
Very... It's just like you're going to stick a woman. I mean, who cares if she heard that? She's going to risk injecting this woman with a syringe. It's just, you know what it is? Incredulous. It's just everything I'm watching is mostly incredulous and hard to wrap my. I'm you let a few things go, you know? You let a few things go. Everything just seems like it's like, oh my God, really? Gosh, guys, I'm sorry.
Today's word is incredulous.
Today's word is incredulous.
The first three seasons was asinine.
I think it was last week's word too.
Yeah. Well, hey, things are going to pay off here. There's going to be a payoff.
I have faith.
There must be, right?
There's a payoff. The next day, Clark and Chloe show up to the torch to learn more about the potential cures for Lana's serotonin surges and see that Lois is already one step ahead of them. Good for her. We cut back to Dr. Fine, who has Lois tied down to a table. She threatens her and tells her that she will find out what it was like for Abigail to be bullied all those years, seemingly attempting to make Lois scabby in some sort of reverse surgical procedure. Now, the full body cast of kryptonite syringes begins to drop down towards Lois. Before, however, they can make her ugly, Clark rushes in to save the day, lifting the cast, exposing himself to leak kryptonite gas. This allows Dr. Fine to knock him out, but then gives Lois the opportunity to do another kick in the face. And as Lois drags Clark out, she gives another donkey kick to Dr. Fine. And we get the first curse word in Smallville. She utters off camera, ADR, get off, bitch.
Yeah, she did.
I don't know. I just... Lois has information on the doctor. The doctor sticks her the needle and says, you know what? I'm going to make you ugly. That's the punishment? Like, I don't get the tension of it. Like, this is when you start, you know, digging a hole somewhere and you put somebody in. Because then she still has the information she's going to have about the doctor. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't add up to me.
Yeah, well, it doesn't add up to many. The next day we see Lana has recovered and is reconciling things that... With Jason and the talent, she opens up about thinking that her identity was tied to her beauty as a cheerleader when she was a freshman, not wanting that to be what her and Jason's relationship is based on. And Clark returns home and tells his father that he's tired of living his life on the sidelines. Even though Jonathan doesn't want him to, he's still going to play for the team. The two reconcile as Jonathan drops a 30-yard bomb in a wide shot to Clark, running an out route. All in one take, Tom? It was one take. That was cool.
So... I got to tell you, I don't remember if this was me or not, but I hope it was because that was cool.
Yeah, I mean, you dunked it. It was you.
I mean, to catch the ball and to dunk it, I just don't remember, but I really hope that
I think
me.
You did it.
Because if that was me, then the dunk was a surprise.
I bet they lowered the rim for you.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't know.
I actually rewound that about seven times trying to figure out if it was actually me or not. But I don't know who else it would be, but it could have been Chris. I mean, Chris has skills, but I watched it seven times.
It was you. It was you. I think it was you. I know your body. That didn't sound right. But I know his body. Back at Smallville High, we see Lois admiring her first expose. Chloe congratulates her, and the two go join the pep rally outside. Lois participates in the fun and ends up sinking Clark in the dunk tank. That was a cute moment. And as the two share a wholesome slow-mo moment, Chloe looks uncomfortably. A new triangle has emerged.
I like that ending because you...
Yeah.
I remember sitting in that dunk tank and just convincing myself there's no way that Erica or Lois is going to be able to throw this. You know what I mean? You just put yourself in that mode so you can be surprised. And then when I got out and, you know, she comes up and I do the hair thing and I was thinking about like what Tom Cruise would do in Top Gun. I don't know. But
that was a good moment. I liked that moment. I really liked that moment when you kind of do the thing with your hair and it's playful and cute and you're flirting and she's flirting for, you know, a pseudo high school girl. And and then Chloe watching on.
And then they
cut
to Chloe. It was sad. Like,
cousin. It's weird. It's like, oh my gosh, he wouldn't give me a chance. And now he's flirting with my cousin who comes into town. It's kind of like, I understand her feeling there. It's like, oh, but you know what? How about this? How about, you know, he's just not interested in you. So don't cock block.
Well, we will get into that next. We will get into that in the next episode, by the way.
Highlights, lowlights. There weren't many highlights for me. Dunk tank, maybe. But I'm going to say.
Clark catching the ball and dunking
it.
Yes,
Clark catching the ball and dunking it. So visuals, there was a good 18 seconds of good stuff. I think this probably could be my least favorite episode of Smallville.
Wow.
It's one of them. Because everything seems just stupid. It's like, I love the writers and they're all genius and I know it's hard. But this is episode 3 of the 4th season. You know, you should have, it shouldn't be good like in episode 7 or 8, not episode 3. And I just felt like the writing was just all over the place. It was like, nothing made sense. And the fact that someone approved this stuff to me was baffling. Ryan, do you concur?
I don't know. I don't know if it all feels stupid. It just felt
silly.
The same. Like it felt like we were doing like some season 1 stuff in season 4.
Yeah.
And I thought we had sort of moved past. Like in a lot of ways it has moved past that. Like it feels like because everyone's getting older and everyone's, you know, acting chops are like leveled up and it feels more mature. It's also very noticeably like, because I watched all the other episodes before this too. Like it's just a lot smokier.
Well, I will say this. I will say that the actors all did a good job. I really felt like there was fun there. They gave life to these scenes. They made the material better than it was. And so I really appreciated that. And there were some things that looked good. It felt like, hey, let's make the bad guys really bad as they could possibly be. For some reason, I don't know. Maybe I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, but I watched this.
Inauthentic?
It felt like if this was the show to sell Smallville, this show gets canceled after this episode. But, again, the characters I still like. But this definitely, to me, it kind of sometimes hurts the characters when stories are so unbelievable. And, and I think what really irked me is the fact that the next episode is also a cheerleading episode. It's like back-to-back crap. And I'll be a little nicer next episode. But I'm trying to pick what there were some nice moments, but I just.
What happened to Abigail, by the way? Did I miss a scene?
Who knows? What happened to her
mom?
Or her mom. We
never seen
it
that, right?
Face.
Yeah, what is it that ask me this, Tom. Why can Lois and Lana and Chloe, every girl on Smallville, know how to kick ass and do these amazing drop kicks and and knock out like you know, in the, from the helicopter, the other episode where she knocks these guys out and she's like
the special ops
it's
guys. Just,
and yeah. I'm not saying it's women, but it's everybody in Smallville. It's like everybody can fight except Pete Ross.
Well, and Lex likes to get hit in the back of
and
the
Lex
head.
Gets the shit beat out of him. Yeah, he doesn't really fight. So I love girl power. I'm the first one to say it, but it seems like all the girls are tough and the boys are kind of wimps. Which is kind of cool, I guess, but it's I don't know how believable that is. Interesting things of note.
Interesting. Would you prefer to just skip past interesting things of note?
No, because I want to find out what Bryce finds interesting. Two references to Lois's poor spelling, which is often present in versions of her in different media.
Oh, yeah.
When this episode originally aired, Lois Lane's plastic surgery article was featured on the old WB website. Lionel Luther does not appear in this episode. Not that interesting, Bryce.
At what point would Lionel show up to this story? like
Lex, on the football field? Get out.
Oh, my God. He's ripped.
Yeah,
by the way,
he is ripped.
Just smoking hot John Glover.
Yeah, smoking Glover. We're going to go to the hotline. This is some of my favorite part where I get to hear from you guys. And I want to see what you guys thought. Let's see what Lila has to say. I bet she's going to be very positive. What do you think, Ryan?
I think so.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Lila's adorable. She
Hi, I'm Lila from Ohio. The episode Facade marks the first of 52 times Lois Lane was knocked out. Lois has the most knockouts of the scenes, followed by Lex at 51 times and Lana at 47 times. I've heard the story about Laura passing out in her harness, but I was wondering, has any cast or crew members passed out or been knocked out on set? Thank you.
Yeah.
I love you. Thank you for that. I don't think anybody's been knocked out.
We had a stunt guy knocked out once with a shield. He came, this is a couple seasons from now. It was just, you know, somebody went like this and he leaned forward and that was kind of, he just went down.
Who was knocked
a
out?
A stunt guy once. Chris Sayre got hurt in a season or two, really bad, life changing.
Oh, yeah, almost died.
Laura Vandervoort
passed out
in a wire rig. But we were a very safe conscious set. I will say that.
Yeah. Here we go.
And you know who looked over that? Rob Mayer. Remember Rob Mayer?
Yeah. He did.
He was Rob a very safe
great.
Guy.
Great stunt supervisor.
Yeah. Hi, Tom and Michael. My name is Monique. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. One of my absolute all-time favorite Smallville moments is in this episode, which features the dunk tank scene with Lois and Clark. The scene really starts to show the attraction between the two of them as Chloe notices from afar. The show seemed to be setting the two of them to start their relationship, and instead, the show fell back into the exhausted storyline of Lana and Clark. My question is, were they supposed to, as in the show, writers, were they supposed to start to switch to Clark and Lois romance from there? And do you think they drew out the Lana-Clark romance way too long? Thank you so much. I love the show.
Yes, I think they drew it out too long, three seasons, and it's still dragging out, but it's a little better now. They're moving on, so that's nice. So that's a good thing that the writers did is move the story along.
Wait, you're saying the television series drag out romantic relationships? Wow.
I know, but 22 episodes, it was 66 episodes so far, 67. But, you know, we got tired of it by the end. For sure, I called it out. But I like the dunk tank scene. I think that was one of the only highlights of the show.
That dunk tank scene was, I literally remember that being one take. I mean, obviously, because the reset on that is like an hour.
But you heard how upset she was. She said the exhausting freak of the week or whatever kind of shit. So she was with me on that one. Here's Caroline. Let's see what Caroline has to say. I bet it's the dunk take she liked.
Hi, guys. This is Carolyn from Springfield, Missouri. It's weird that Lex walked in on Jason when he was sitting by Lana in the hospital and he introduced himself. He didn't notice that he'd already knew him because he knew Jason's mother, so he had to have known Jason. I just thought it was weird. Thanks. Well,
it was weird, no, but you know what? Maybe we don't know that. Maybe Lex is playing a little game. You know, Lex is playing a game like, I've never met you, but he has. Maybe. Who knows? I don't know what's up with this Jason Teague. We'll have to see. Here's Britt. Britt, what you got for us?
Hi, this is Britt from Kansas City. Tom, you catch the football and then slam it into the basketball hoop. Was that on purpose or a random act? It seemed like John Schneider was genuinely surprised.
You know, it's funny. We just talked about it in the episode. I watch it sometimes. I went back and watched it since we talked just now. And I think you're right. If you watch Schneider's reaction, it makes me feel like that was me. I think it was a surprise.
I think it was you, 100%. Yeah. I put money on it. Here's Jen. Jen, come on, Jen.
Hey, guys. Jen T here from Maine. I just watched Facade, and I'm kind of perplexed as to why Eric Johnson was featured in this episode. The storyline didn't really require his presence, and it certainly didn't move the story forward in any way.
Yep.
I'm just curious as to what you both think of his appearance, why you think it may have been warranted. What would your expectations be for someone returning to a show that they were once on? And should their
It was a tool. It was a tool that instantly you know that we just went back in time. I thought it was great.
Yeah.
Who else would be there to establish the time period?
The little he's the perfect lower person third that says that. It's 2001.
Yeah. How about you just say 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 1 year ago, bro. 3 years ago, whatever it was. Did you need Eric Johnson?
It was kind of nice. You know, it was kind of nice. You know,
I liked it.
It was nice of them to
It was nice to see him. It was nice.
If they're going to do a flashback, it was nice of them to
I agree, guys. Tom, you're right.
And Jen from Maine sent me gifts. So thank you, Jen from Maine.
It was effective.
That was Jen who sent you gifts?
Yeah. It's like I got some Maine themed gifts.
Oh, yes. Merry Christmas, Ryan.
Maple syrup.
This is John. John Ryan.
This is John from Texas. My question's for Ryan. When the show originally aired, I didn't start watching until season 6. Never felt invested in Clark and Lana. But Ryan, you've watched from the beginning chronologically. So for you, is it still Clark and Lana, or given the last scene in Facade, do you see the potential for Clark with the fun and sexy Lois? Thanks, bye.
Thanks,
buddy. What if a beautiful, his voice and demeanor, I didn't expect such a heartfelt question.
Yeah. Ryan, what would you say?
I'm kind of done with the Clark and Lana. I think it's been exhausted. I think it was kind of interesting. No, because like, Erica Durant is such a spark. There is a spark, like a much needed sort of just fire was lit into the show now. And there's like a reason for Clark to be attracted to her. It's not like it's less like piney and teenage. And it's just like there's a reason for him to be attracted to her. And I like that. And I think, I hope Lana figures something out, because I like Kristen as a person and an actor.
I agree.
Yeah.
Bree?
Hey, Talk I think Bill Kristen friends. Felt the same. This is Bree from Portland. First off, I'll have to say this episode kind of so-so. It's kind of goofy, but it does give us one of the most beautiful endings and one of my favorite ever endings to a Smallville episode. The chemistry between Erica and Tom is gorgeous, and I just want to know how much of that last scene was scripted versus how much was that just Tom and Erica being cute and good actors and having good chemistry and making it work. Thank you. Bye.
I would say that the scene itself was written, but it's an unspoken ending. There's no lines at the end there. And I think that Erica and I, this is the beginning of our working relationship too, of just sort of teasing each other, because knowing that that would work with Clark and Lois. So it was fun. It was very respectful, but I agree. This is one of the best endings, and it's completely unspoken.
Hi, this is Tatiana from Utah, calling about the final scene of season 4, episode 3, Facade, with Avril Lavigne playing as Lois Dunks Clark.
It is Avril Lavigne.
It's probably, honestly, one of my favorite scenes in, like, all of television.
What?
And I just want it to be known, and I want you guys to appreciate how perfect that scene is. It's just so fun, it's so cute. And I just wanted to know if you guys recognize the importance of Avril Lavigne on Clueless.
I recognize this song. I thought it was very...
Was she in the show?
Very,
her song.
Canadian singer-songwriter. They're, you know, they're shooting in Canada.
Very angst.
Yeah.
She's great.
My sister listened to a lot of Avril Lavigne, and by proxy, I did too.
She's adorable.
Yeah, and I mean, the theme of the song is pretty on the nose for Chloe. So much for my happy ending.
Yeah, that's right. John?
Hey, Michael and Tom. This is John from Yorktown, New York. Tom, how much were you allowed to shoot the football scenes, and how much fun was it? Thanks, guys.
I love you, John. What a nice, quick answer. Good question.
Tons of fun. I wanted to do more, but like I said before, when it came down to the ball needing to get where it needed to be for the shot, they brought in doubles. But I loved it. I had it's just a fun thing to do for me.
This is your international folks text. At the end of the Facade episode, when Lois throws the ball to make Clark fall into the water, is it a throw by Erica herself, or do they have somebody throw it? I'm sure. I don't. Who knows?
Judging from my reaction, I think I look surprised when it goes off.
You did.
It could have been we did it a couple of times and then she hit it or something. I don't know, but yeah.
Christoph, with Eric Johnson returning this episode, do you have any fun stories with other cast members or guest stars who return to the show? The guy from Home Improvement's always fun when he came back.
ATT.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas. The one dude from, yeah.
Jesse Metcalf.
Yeah, Emmanuel Vaugier. I mean, it was always fun. The more they came back, the more you got to know them and you were just playing. And thank you for the questions. That was really great. Rosenbaum rating.
And now.
We'll go with Tom first to give it a pleasant.
No, I think you should go first. It's not going to affect mine.
I'll
go first.
All right.
I think it's a one. I think it's...
All right.
It's good. Right. I enjoyed seeing Clark in a different light. You see the banter. You see the moonlighting aspect I mentioned before. There's some fun in this. It's not...
Rocket science.
Like you said, if this was a pilot, it would never work, but it would never be done like this as a pilot. So, anyway.
All right. Brian.
Heater for me.
Wow. I thought
you would have loved the Clark playing football stuff. Thought you would have.
I mean, there's more of that next episode.
This is not the show that I like. If I would have watched this while I was acting on it, I would have been like, oh no.
Well,
that's what I would have
thought. From what I heard from you, you don't think it's a bad episode. You don't think it's a bomb, but you just weren't interested. So it sounds like a heater.
Who, Ryan?
To me. No, you.
Oh, you're crazy. Michael. A heater for me? I'm working on a couple of bombs here. I'm going to give this two bombs. Two bombs for this one. Because, again, if I was watching these episodes while I was on the show, and I watched this, I would have been like, we go from such dark, rich, great TV, cinematic, and to just a bunch of goofy shit. That's how I felt. I felt like this just was the juxtaposition of everything that I think Smallville is. I think this was just like, it was just like, I would never watch this. Yeah, it just bothered me. I just think it was a lot of plastic surgery. It was. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just going to give it two bombs, guys.
It
would have been three bombs maybe if it wasn't the dunk take and some nice moments between you and Lois. Because I just... Maybe I'll give it 1.5 bombs because the next one might be worse. No, I'm going to give it 2 bombs.
Give yourself somewhere to go.
Ryan's favorite scene, folks.
All right, let's make this easy. All right. Hold on. Where was it?
I know what it is already.
Tom, you want to just both say the dunk scene and just call it a day?
The dunk scene. I'm calling it
dunk scene.
Dunk scene.
Ryan?
Yeah,
that's it.
That's
it's
it.
The only scene that's even worthy of saying. Great, we both get a point for the dunk scene. We love you. I love you. Sorry if I was negative, Nancy, but that's how I feel. And you, I hope you love that. You appreciate that I'm honest. That's it for the episode. Stick around next week and continue to show your loyalty as we get into season 4, episode 4, Devoted. Let's take the discussion online. Let us know your thoughts on the episode over on our socials at Talkville Podcast or at Talkville Pod. That keeps changing. Show support for the podcast by joining Patreon at patreon.com/Talkville. Really could use your help. And if you want more info like merch from the show or our hotline number, you can find all that in the description. Remember, folks, always hold on to Smallville. And now it's time for the top tiers. Couldn't do the show without you. It's just obvious. Without my patrons, without our patrons, Tom and I wouldn't be here. You keep the show going. You want it to keep going? Keep supporting. We love you. Patreon.com/Talkville. Here are the wonderful people. Nikki G, Leanne P, Raj C, Santiago M, Little Lisa, Thomas, the Leaf Blower, Shane W, Sophie M, Betsy D. I miss you, Betsy. Abby P. Abby. You've been here a while, too. Ray Harada, Fatima T, Karen Apple M, 99 more, Lelani N, Brett G, always hold on to Smallville, Esteban G, Garrett W, Bob K, Knudsen, what's up? Kimberly L, Tom N, Jason W, Dreamweaver, Osama A, Glenda the Good Witch, Parisho, Glenda, Lana rhymes with Banana W, we love our Lana. And our Nancy D, and our Brian G, and our Sarah W, our Vancouver Grips, Anna M. How about Amanda R, for God's sakes? Teddy 127. Michael P. Here's the pitch to Theo M. And a base hit up the middle. Ryan R will take it from right field and throw to Jordan M at second base. Here's the pitch by Randy B. Craig G hits one deep. Karen P is there. Jorel will come in to relief pitch. And at the top of the third, it's Heather 4 and Greg 3. I made Talkville say butts. Brian H. up to bat. Maybe we should go to hockey. Eric K. takes the puck, passes it over to Kristen B. in the slot. Nanine W. Stephanie K. with a wrister. Oh, off the post. Darth Achilles makes a great save. Back around the corner it goes. Finky picks it up. Tanks it in the zone. Early is on time with the puck now. Passes it over to, damn, who's that? Jeanette E. now. Jeanette E. puts it up to the side. Right to the cross. David Dedvin shoots. Oh, deflects wide. General Zod with a great save. Theodore takes the puck down the ice. Passes over to Big D. Big D in the corner now. Around the boards it goes. Doug R. picks it up. Passes over to the other defenseman. Carlos C. Tommy Z. Boston now with the puck in the middle. Throws in the slot to Kendall Emmerich. To Corey L. Score! How was that?
That was good. Tanks it in the zone?
I don't know. I messed it up.
Is that a real thing?
He doesn't say takes it. He takes it in the zone.
Well, I thought you said tanks it in the zone.
Yeah, I takes it.
I thought that was, I don't know. I don't know hockey that well.
Yeah,
I was right. I was going with it.
Mr. Home Arcade. Well, if it was golf. All right, Mr. Home Arcade's got about 5 yards. He's going to use a 6-iron. And oh, it's a nice one. And Jesse C. must be worried about this now. Only one stroke off the leader, Claire M. D. Brown and Karen Era M here today at the golf course. I'll tell you, the favorites are Jules M, Eldon Supremo, Leslie V, McBurts, and coming out of nowhere, Ginger Moose. I'll tell you what, Christopher S. Michelle M, don't count her out just yet. Drew?
Yeah, you know, we're here right now on the ninth hole. Michael Caine doesn't blink is with me. We're talking with Sebastian F. and Sarah Puss Cranky Pants, too. But first, Matthew and Lincoln B., how are you guys? Pretty good. Good, that's good. The Coopers are here. They're here from Salem, Massachusetts. Mary and Louise L. here. Check out the kid with the sombrero. CGO, Cindy C., Nikki L., Shannon Fofana, Tina E., Matt Rick, Jen T., Randy S., Cassie B., Brad A., Felicia R., Danny M., JS, Rachel D, Gingerous Prime and 8D. When you're rich, you aren't crazy, you're eccentric. Lex, X, Chicken Flower, Sammy Sharman, Carrie Ann, The Alexander Castle, Daryl E, Charlene A, Lady L, Spicy Chicken, Jenny B, Anna B, Monica T. Tom is my hall pass. Really? I guess I didn't make my invitation got lost in the mail. Jenna May C, Batman's Boxer Briefs, Samuel Daddy M, Cameron R, Eric M, Jeffrey K, Tony K, Andy S, Pip Kenobi, Katya C, previously on Smallville,
Chiru S, Geneva D, Matt C, Rosie is my hall pass. See, I made it. Deepro, Sigal, and Devin. Sejal and Devin. Deepro, Sejal, and Devin. Couldn't do it without you guys. Thank you so much for being here. As you can see, Tom couldn't be here today to read, but I hope you don't mind that I read your names and had some fun with them. And we love you. We'll see you later.